This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Fringe Festival is now officially a teenager, and for this year's 13th annual festival, organizers are making a push to reach performers and audiences about that same age or a little older. KC Fringe teamed up with Kansas City Young Audiences to provide more opportunities for teenage actors, singers, and dancers. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
It's open mic night at the Plaza branch of the Kansas City Public Library, and the downstairs hallway on the way to the auditorium is buzzing with teenagers. This event kicks off a week of eclectic teen fringe performances. Talaya Johnson and Sebastian Smith find a quiet corner backstage. They're testing out different lyrics to Vance Joy's song Riptide. Talaya Johnson is 19 and a culinary arts student at Johnson County Community College. Johnson's played the ukulele for almost 2 years. Pop music mashups are one way she likes to express herself. And I won't be long, do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your room. Sebastian Smith is a student at University Academy. He's 15 and both thrilled and terrified to be on stage for the first time. Smith says having Johnson by his side calms him down.
She likes singing as much as I do. Only problem is I'm still finding my voice. So if I get applauded on stage, that'd be something. It really would.
KC Fringe got its start 13 years ago with cutting-edge theater, burlesque, and comedy. And not all of it is for kids. There's a big push this year for more family-friendly events, more performances and workshops for teens. Sandy Woodson coordinates the Teen Fringe program.
Fringe itself is just such a great place for anybody to experiment, to try new ideas. So I'm really hoping that once they get into Teen Fringe and see that we're not there to say what you can and cannot do, you can do whatever it is you want to do. And then that'll lead you right into regular Fringe where you can do longer productions, hopefully in the future.
A few blocks away, a Teen Fringe theater workshop is in progress. Three girls huddle around a table in a classroom at the new home of Kansas City Young Audiences. They're hard at work on a rough draft of their new play, Bullying Schmullying.
And April can be like, I don't look like a dog wearing makeup. And then Madison can say, no, honey, you're right, you don't.
Tegan Townsend will be a freshman at Olathe East High School.
Some of the stuff that kids in our age are dealing with is really heavy and isn't as easy to talk about without having people shut themselves out and just not want to listen anymore because it's so dark and disturbing. And we're trying to figure a way around that that won't make people shut off and will make them more engaged and more aware of the situation.
Drama teacher Erica Baker leads her students through the writing process. She says she encouraged them to find their own voice.
You know, I told them this. I was like, I could write the play myself, but it's going to be so much more exciting if you do it, if we can get those ideas to come from you guys, and I'll help cultivate them. But this is going to be your brains, your hearts on the paper.
Baker says the girls have come up with fantastical elements that fit the spirit of Fringe.
You know, we have scenes where the characters are rats. We have a boxing match with our brain and those types of things. And those are ideas that came from their heads.
KC Fringe gives teens an opportunity to experiment and express themselves. Again, Teen Fringe organizer Sandy Woodson.
I think that for kids, it's nice for them to have somebody else to perform for beyond their parents and friends. This is a place that's supportive, that we're ready for you to do whatever it is that you want to try, and that hopefully that will help you build up courage to try something even more.
Back at the open mic night, Talaya Johnson and Sebastian Smith stand just behind the curtain, getting ready to face the audience.
Talaya, are we ready?
Johnson and Smith walk into the spotlight, the next generation of fringe performers. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.